And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing, talking boating, and we're talking the season that's just getting rolling here. We got a great one for you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's going to be a great day. As we mentioned, we're stoked to have Captain Fred Huber in the studio with us, and a little bonus, Captain Steve Peterson as well. You guys partners, and boy, super stoked to have you both in the studio this morning. It feels like we caught you about on the week where things are certainly happening and fishing's going and fishing is taking off, but we caught you before you're going to be so busy that we won't even be able to get you, other than the commute from from the dock to the parking lot is about the only time we'll see these two guys over the next few months. It's about to get real busy here.
Rick, we're always happy to make time for you.
Yeah. Well, we're certainly stoked. And, great. Well, welcome in, guys, and what a great time to have you, because this is the time where things just kind of finish up our maintenance time and getting things done. And, I mean, obviously the boats both fish all year round when they're not getting worked on, but you guys, I know during the break we were just talking about Captain Steve. You guys just finished a real big project year on the Mission Belle, and she looks really, really nice.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot this year. We did some work in the yard, and then we did the cosmetics. We did the rails this year, and that was a big production. And yeah, we're happy to have it over with, and happy to be fishing.
I know that like project rotates two ways. There's the machinery side of things, which are probably a bigger deal to you guys, obviously operating the boat every day that we don't see as a passenger. But then there's the cosmetic sides and paint and new rails and things like that. And boy, it sure stands out how beautiful that looks when it's done as right as you guys did it on the Bell.
Yeah, it was a good project. We were happy to have it to do it. It was a project I've been wanting to do for a long time, and we took it on and did it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Very cool. Well, it's certainly been a good year and been very busy. I know, Fred, we were kind of talking about the Daily Double, still fishing every day, and there's been some pretty darn good wintertime fishing this year.
Yeah, it's been okay, Rick. It hasn't been the boomer El Ninos winters that we've had, here in the recent past. But it's, we had some good sand bass fishing in relatively deep water. That was fun as we're winding down in December and January. The double went in the yard. We had both boats, both the double and the and the Mission Bell were in the yard. And you know what? Don't forget about the Point Loma.
Yeah, right. Sure.
It's all three boats now. We've finished our maintenance. There's still more we can do. There's always more we can do. But then all three boats have been through Coast Guard inspections, which, that's always a relief, too. It's having all boats, gone through and everything passed. It was a real easy year of inspections, and fishing's been okay. We feel there's brighter in our future, but there's been enough signal in the winter.
That's great.
We're seeing more anchovies. We've been fishing with anchovies for the last month
That's
and a
excellent.
Half.
Okay.
Little things, the little things that tell us it's like, okay, I'm looking forward to the year. What is it going to bring?
Totally. We were talking about the show before it, and that the bass fishing has already really started to percolate and show. And you said even yesterday had good bass fishing, lots of plastics. And that's one of those things, too, that if you strictly looked at the number of fish that were in the fish count at the end of the day, it might not tell the tale of how good a fishing you guys had yesterday.
Yeah, our calico bass yesterday morning, it started off real slow. The water was cold to begin with, but it pushed in mid-trip, and, boy, we rolled in on one, and it was every bait was a calico bass bite or fish. Most of it was short, and, short 13 and a half inch fish, 12,
Sure.
But then, the legals... there's some beautiful fish. I've been posting some. Lance Withy has been fishing with us, and
that's cool.
He's just, he's golden. He'll catch a 2-3 pounder right off the bat. It's like, okay, they're here.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear about the things. And going back to what you said a little bit about passing Coast Guard. I mean, it's not like that's a surprise. You guys are so successful because of that. You do a fantastic job. We hear about it on the show all the time, and you take very good care of your equipment, but it's a boat, and things happen, and things and do, and wear and tear, and, the reason you guys are so successful, the boats run all the time, and with that, things happen. So it's got to feel very good to know that here we are, another year, you got your maintenance done, you get to lick your chops and look forward to another year of putting those boats through their paces.
We've gotten to the point where Steve and I, we didn't show up this year for inspections. We let
cool.
our relief operators do it.
Yeah.
It's like, here, you guys deal with it.
Yeah.
And it's, there's no surprises.
Yep.
I mean, there's nothing, here you go. You guys deal with these guys and treat your inspectors, make them feel like humans, don't feel like they're the authorities.
Yeah.
Make them feel human. What was your last duty station? How you're like in San Diego, and just get on the same level with them, and
there's
some really neat inspectors, and it's nice doing business with them.
And when it all comes down to it, they're there to ensure the safety of the passengers, just like you guys are. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's all part of the same team.
Well, this fleet, Rick, I talk about it all the time. What a neat fleet of boats. That are down here, not just Steve and I's, but everybody.
Sure.
This industry is just, it amazes me. I look at the people around me, the other captains, the other boats, the other operations, and there's not They're all good.
Yep.
There's no bad ones amongst them.
No doubt about that. Well, as we are going forward here and things are starting to shape up and you guys have got some fishing time, how's things looking and setting up for the Daily Double as far as the areas that you like to fish, you know, the San Diego local zone, like, you know, with us kind of getting rolling into the latter part of spring and summertime coming up, what are we feeling? What are you liking? How do you see conditions shaping up? All that kind of stuff.
You know, I've been kind of surprised at the kelp on the end of the point. It doesn't seem very vibrant. It seems like it's kind of it's got a old feel to it, okay. which is kind of bothersome.
Which is a little surprising with a cooler water year, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that tip? I mean, I you know a whole lot more than I, but isn't that the cooler water like we've had? Isn't that usually better for our kelp production?
Yeah, but and I think we will see new growth. Okay. I mean, I think we'll watch it grow in front of our eyes. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard read this year. It hasn't. There's been some things I've seen, and it's like, yeah, okay. But then other things, it's like, no. But with that said, you know, this last full moon cycle, we had a big upwelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've not. I expect my best bass fishing to be on the end of the point, in the shallows, in the spring. And I've just not had good, clean, warm water in there to get the hit. And I've seen the clean, warm water outside, but it hasn't pushed into the shallows to give me the opportunity to kind of feel that area out. And it's frustrating because I want it so bad. I've got anchovies. I've got all these things that are right, but I just haven't had the condition.
Is that your favorite place to be? Is it on the double, on the inside, when the conditions are right and the bass are biting? Like, is that a favorite?
That's where it begins. I mean, that's where the season begins. That's where our best bass hits. And you know, we've had some fish in Imperial Beach, but I don't expect the big hits down there till the sand bass are spawning, you know, a little bit later on. But those early bass hits I expect off the end of the point in the shallows.
We talked about it earlier this morning. You said with as crazy as yellowtail, as crazy about yellowtail as Steve Peterson is, that's how you feel about going bass fishing.
Absolutely.
You love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Those are our niches.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of yellowtail and full day fishing and the Mission Bell, how about the same kind of thing, Steve? How's the, you know, now that we're out and fishing and you finished the mega project and the boat's looking good and running, how's the feel of condition and where you guys like to fish and what have you been doing on the Mission Bell?
It's we missed it, unfortunately. There was some good early season yellowtail fishing around the islands, and we finished up just in time to be there for the last day that was okay.
Of course.
Yeah, we got one day when the fishing was decent around the islands, and then the fish went away, and then now we're offshore, and the offshore fishing it's springtime offshore for full day boats. It's hit and miss. There's some good fishing. There's some good stops. There's some good kelps. And then there's some tough days.
Yeah.
There's all the above. I think they're dealing with a little bit of wind today, and we'll see how today pans out. But, yeah, we did not fish. We fished the islands last couple days.
Okay.
We had charter groups, and they stayed in shallow and fished in shallow around the islands and had a good time and caught good fish. Not much in the yellowtail at the islands. They looked around a bit. But the fishing right now, the full-day boats are offshore, fishing kelps and seeing a little bit of tuna, a little bit of bluefin tuna. And yellowtail on kelps is what's going on right now.
That kelp patty fishing is one of those frustrating things because your day can't be made until you find one of those things, and then you can find 50 of them, and that can mean nothing, and the 51st could mean, you know, the boat's full. You know, it's such a frustrating thing that sometimes doesn't have a lot of rhyme or reason to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just you got to keep your head, you got to stay in the game and keep fishing and keep fishing and keep fishing. And just hope you find the right one.
Now, the islands proper, obviously, you said you had a couple of groups fish there. Is it just the lack of fish? Is it the lack of them wanting to bite? Are you still seeing that fish there? Or is it just kind of moved off of the grounds and we're just waiting for it to reload?
It's moved off. Mm-hmm. We don't see big schools. I've been around the islands. I spent 2 days driving around the islands and last little bit here and did not see good fish.
Just
not there. We saw a little bit of fish,
sure,
but not enough to think you're going to get a big hit.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
And when you're, is that what it takes? You know, I mean, like, if does it take big balls of fish for it to bite? I mean, if it's in the biting mode, can you make your day on small batches, or for the islands to bite really good, there needs to be a huge volume there?
No, you can do it if you've got good condition and you've got, you know, a little bit of fish spread out all over the place, and you put pieces together, right?
Yeah.
You can end up with a fine, with a just a good day. But no, you know, you're not going to have the big 50 fish hit in one stop or whatever. You might just, you know, get a half a dozen here, seven or eight there, and end up at the end of the day with 50, 60 fish, and that's a good day.
Sure.
But
it's got to be in the mode to want to bite too.
Yeah, things have got to be right. You got to get some opportunity, and you got to get a little time. And whereas if there's some, you know, there's big schools around, you go find one big school in the right place, and you can make your day, in a half an hour.
Sure. Obviously, you're fishing offshore because that's the best opportunity to put a catch together for the passengers, and that's what you're going to do every time.
Absolutely, yeah. It's yellows are offshore right now. The bulk of it is, and the best opportunity to make a good catch on yellowtail,
yeah,
or any game fish, for that matter, is offshore.
So what will change when? Because I know in past shows, I know you love the Coronado Islands. That's your favorite place to fish. You've said it a bunch of times. What will create the scenario that puts you back at the islands? Is it just enough time goes by that you got to go crazy, you got to check? Will you get word from a buddy in a skiff? Like, what is it that will internally make you decide, all right, I'm gonna swing back into the islands and go give that another look?
It's all of the above. I mean, sometimes skiff fishing, guys in skiffs at the islands will catch good fish. We'll see some passing through. There's been years when we'll drive through the islands
on
the way from offshore and have run on the sonars, and oh, my goodness, look at this. And then have an idea, and also we have charter groups that exclusively want to fish the islands. I have some guys that don't want to fish offshore, no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
They'd rather go catch reds than go offshore and fish for tuna fish. Like there's groups that we go to the islands and fish around the islands for bass and whatever, and then end up fishing reds in August. Even when there's good yellowfin offshore, they'd rather go to the islands
and
do that.
Yeah, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And that's the beauty of a charter. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to go do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really cool. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show with both the boys in here. Now, we've heard about what's going on in the Bell. We heard about what's going on in the Double. How about the Point Loma? What is she doing right now, and what kind of fishing, and when will that get are we fishing now, waiting for the season to get going a little bit?
The Point Loma is kind of filling in. Mm-hmm. They're doing both. They're covering some runs, some half-day runs. They're doing charters.
Cool.
And that's, you know, that's the bulk of their business is charter. They do a lot of charters, half-day, three-quarter-day charters, full-day charters, offshore, islands, Point Loma, half-day, whatever.
Utility player.
Utility player, filling in and picking up the slack, and then also doing their own thing with their own charter groups.
Now, what is the charter scenario like? I know, as you know, it seems like once that fish gets biting good, charters get gobbled up, or there's still opportunities to get the boat, and I would suspect that the unique thing about the Point Loma is it's really good for a medium-sized charter group, you know, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of that niche out there. There's plenty of boats that take a real, you know, four and six people, and there's plenty of boats that take 60 people, but not a ton in that middle of the road there.
Right, there's pretty good availability. The weekends and stuff in prime time might be, you know, already
starting to get gobbled.
Already
up.
Been booked, yeah. Mm-hmm. But weekdays and everything else in the Point Loma, yeah, there's availability. Sure, that boat is absolutely perfect. You got a group, whatever. I've taken two people fishing on that boat, and is, you know, two to 25 is fine. It's great on that boat, and whatever you're into, yeah, that they can do it all. Chad's a good aggressive fisherman.
Well, that was going to be my question. It sounds like you kind of answered it. What do you guys feel like the ideal charter group size is for the boat, just in terms of comfort and fishing? And you know, when you're driving the boat and you see we got a charter this day and it's X amount of people, you think, all right, this is perfect.
Well, for COVID, we limited that boat to 18.
Oh, jeez.
And it fishes 18 really nice.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's no problem with 19 on that boat. And you know, a few more. I think the COI says 36 or 37.
Gotcha.
So half of that. I mean, anytime you take half the COI.
Oh yeah, that's not even a question.
It's pretty comfortable. But you know, even 2/3 of a COI is generally pretty good.
Yeah.
So 24, you know, in there would you know, is fine. But you know, like Steve said, that boat gets plenty of. You know, somebody wants to go do a six pack boat, but we got seven or eight people.
Exactly.
And that boat fits that niche really well.
Yeah.
That, you know, couple too many to do a six-pack boat.
I dig it. That sounds great. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show for you today. Always so much fun having both Fred and Steve in here. Going to be a great time, and we're going to enjoy talking to you. And if you want to join us, give us a call this morning. Phones are already packed up, but we've got 2 hours of taking your phone calls. So you keep rolling in. We're going to get you 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is our number. Or text the show. That's been a very fun addition here to Let's Talk Hookup. You can text your questions via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's really easy to find. Just jump into your App Store or your Google Play Store, search Let's Talk Hookup. It's a really good way to listen to the show. You can listen to all the archive shows. If you're driving home from work, you can just pop it on and enjoy some fishing while you're commuting home. It's a really, really fun one. And you can text the show available right through that Let's Talk Hookup app, and we'll try to read a few of the fun ones here today. Again, not only are we talking fishing, talking the double, the bell, the Point Loma, we are also giving away a couple of great trips. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on board the Daily Double, and you're going to get a pass to go on a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell. So two trips for one lucky caller are going to be a great opportunity and a lot of fun, and boy, we sure appreciate the opportunity to do that, guys. I know that everybody's excited to come fishing with you, and a great opportunity to do so at the end of the show. Again, 213-432-1090, and we come back. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
So Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing and a lot of great stuff going on with all the boys from the Daily Double, the Point Loma, the Mission Bell. We're having a great time. Phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. And we're going to jump right into the phones and get things rolling with Pablo calling us from Chula Vista. Pablo, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Fred, how you doing, buddy?
More,
I know I just seen you Friday and had a great trip. Sure nice catching some bass again.
Yeah, that was a good one, huh?
Yeah. There was a couple of really nice bass caught, and I hadn't seen a sculpin that big in a long time. That was some beautiful fish caught on Friday.
Yeah, that was a good trip. We were fishing the structure down in IB. I can't remember exactly what we had that day, but it seemed like you had at least a couple three, and I know there was a limit or two caught by some of the guys. Fill in the blanks. What'd
you guys do, Paul?
Yeah, it was really nice. I ended up with three, a couple of real nice sand bass and a really good calico bass. I mean, three-pounder maybe. You know, but it's sure nice getting bit and have something pull back on your line.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, Kim did good that morning. Kim was fishing next
year. Yeah, Kim did really good.
Yeah, he knocked out a limit.
So what is the ticket this time of year? It's springtime and you got a little bit of chovy in the tank and you roll up on an anchor job and you're bass fishing. Is it always better to fish a chovy? Is it better to fish a plastic? What's kind of the deal if a guy like Pablo wants to go and, you know, catch a bunch of bass? How would you be treating it right now?
What'd you catch them on, Paul? It seemed like
sliding
sinkers.
I got some on anchovy, a sardine, some squid, even the cut bait. Never knew what was going to bite. I kept just changing and moving around, watching to see where the bite was. You know, that's what was kind of important.
That's cool. How about gear size? Does it make a big difference this time of year? I mean, can you just fish a regular 25-pound and that's all 25-pound rod and that's all good? Should you have, you know, lighter 10, 12-pound bass type gear? Like, what's the ideal rig to be fishing right now, Fred?
Oh, I think, you know, what's your comfort level? You know, mm-hmm. and sizing down always, you know, that structure it's rocky, but it's not so nasty that you're needing something heavy to yank them out of it. It's relatively forgiving down there. I would imagine that Kim was probably fishing 20 pound and those crazy glow in the dark sinkers,
mm-hmm.
those an ounce and a half glow-in-the-dark sinker and just with the hook butted up right next to it.
Slider or torpedo?
Slider. Okay. Yeah. And
That's what I was using, Fred.
Yeah, chovies are working, you're getting bit often on the chovy. It's like, okay, well, let me go up half a size and fish a dean. There's some small deans.
Okay.
And you know, the deans are getting big, and, you know, our bait's been phenomenal. It's like there's some bigger deans in there, too. And it's like, how aggressive are the fish? Are the fish getting super aggressive? You know, we just keep going up in size and bait where they're getting a little finicky. It's like, okay, well, let's see. I'll put a slab of mackerel down and let it soak in the bottom, and there's a sculpin.
That's so cool. Okay.
You know, just that variety of how's the bite going?
Yeah.
Where's the bite taking us, and how do you react to it?
That's cool. Pablo, sounds like you guys had a great trip.
I got something to say.
Okay.
I was using that new reel that I bought, the Trinidad 14.
Nice.
With the 15-pound test. It was amazing.
Pablo, I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, that is a very, very nice small reel.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Steve, hey, I just want to say your boat looks amazing. Glad you're getting out.
All right, we are.
Pop.
Good to hear from you.
Pablo, appreciate the kind words and the phone call. Thanks for getting us started here this morning. Brings up a cool thing that I was just thinking when Pablo was calling. The unique thing that you have on the double, and certainly on the Bell also, but the fun thing about half-day fishing there is you truly get every aspect of guys fishing. I mean, it is both the starting grounds for somebody new to fishing, likes to come out and half-day fish on the double. I mean, that it's the daily double out of Paloma. That's what it is. But also, you know, Pablo's and regular, I mean, guys that have fished with you, I'm sure, 3 days a week for 20 years. I mean, the most avid regular sport fishermen, and you truly do on the half-day get all aspects of that.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, the guy that just wants to keep fishing, some people graduate from it. You know, some people move on and all they want to do is catch big fish. And I get that, or they find a niche someplace else. But some of us are the same kids that we were 30, 40 years ago, and here we are. We're still doing what we're doing. And customers are the same way. You know, look at Lance Withy.
Right.
I mean, he still wants to catch a bass on a plastic. And, you know, he's been around us forever and a day.
And anybody who really likes to fish and doesn't want to do that anymore, I feel bad for him, man. Like, there's never going to be a point in my time where I wouldn't want to go cast a lead head and a swim bait and catch a calico bass. Never. Like, no matter how many big tuna you catch or don't catch or whatever. Like, if you're not into that anymore, I feel bad. That's a bummer. Well, we had a great text come through kind of along those bass question line from Isaiah in Irvine. So, good morning, guys. I've got a question. I'm always told that sand bass are a migratory fish. Where do you guys feel they come from and go to? And where have they been?
So I feel there's different biomasses of the fish, and I feel that there's one that will live in San Diego Bay,
mm-hmm.
and when it comes time to spawn, it will move out of the bay, it'll go through the buoy line, and then it'll end up and down the Silver Strand or Imperial Beach, and that's one of the thoughts I've had. But then, you know, I also feel there's fish that will be in deeper water that will come up and in the shallows again to spawn. So I think it'll come from different areas and mm-hmm. different places, and moving into where it prefers to spawn, which is, you know, as shallow as 40 feet and generally just under 20 fathoms, just under 120 feet.
That's definitely a unique fish, like you say, where it can be in the bay. And then earlier in the show, you were talking about catching when you were going out to fish rockfish in water that would be a little deeper than you would associate with sand bass fishing. And
yeah, consistent. But wintertime, yes.
Okay.
You know, wintertime catching it in 140 feet of water, always. Yeah, that's not that surprising. But a spawning fish generally, it's shallower than 120 feet of water. We've had one spot. There was a spot we found in 2019 that was just like 115 feet of water, and that's about as deep as I expect to find it when it's spawning. And gosh, it was good.
they were happy.
Yeah, there's times you roll around on it and you start chumming, and you know, you'd see, you know, a couple fathoms of fish on the bottom, but by the time you rolled around, the screen was full.
That's awesome.
You know, we're kids. We take pictures of our sonars and send pictures to each other. And it's like, I got a couple on my phone still from that year.
That's
that were
cool.
Very impressive.
Now, what about down the coast farther? I mean, I know that's not often what you guys are targeting on the Mission Bell, but certainly down there sonaring around and you get, you know, rock pile and coast and farther. Do you guys see much sign of that fish around the islands or below on the coast anymore? Is it just not something that you're often looking for?
The sand, yeah, that's a good question. They used to be a staple of our three quarter day full day, and they kind of dwindled. But as they did, we got more focused on everything else. But yeah, that's a good question. We have looked for them very seriously in the last few years, but we haven't seen them. Coincidentally, we haven't been. I mean, we've been down that beach and around that beach. Some, not a lot, not down there scouring the beach looking for sand bass like we used to years ago, but in our travels to and from the rock pile and places down the coast, we have not seen much sign of that sand bass.
That's what kind of why I asked the question is I know that you probably haven't been looking for it, but with that said, you guys, and I mean you as a fleet and you in particular, are so good at knowing what you're seeing. You know, I mean, you know, the sonar fishing, the full day fleet is, you're good. You guys don't miss much. And I'm sure if there was a lot there, even though that's not what you're looking for, you'd be somewhat aware of it.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we have not seen. There are some places where we've looked in the summertime for spawning sand bass, a couple different pieces of structure. And just the few times the guys have done that in the last few years and just gone down there and looked at them all, not seen a lot.
Okay.
And just kind of like, we're not, you know, we don't know where it is, why it's missing, or if it's missing, or where it
sure.
is. Don't know. But we don't see a lot of it.
Yep. All good. Well, a great text nonetheless and a good question. With that said, let's find out what's going on down south. And we're going to head down to Rancho Lanero. We got John Ireland on the line this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick.
How's everything going down at our favorite place at Rancho Lanero?
Well, the bite's picking up. You know, it's spring and the water's warming. We're up to 76-degree water, clear and flat, and real, real nice water. We had a little bit of wind midweek one day. Was not fishable, but the rest of the week was good fishing. And a lot of new actors showing up now. We've got our first couple of Wahoo, which is a good sign this year. We got they're probably 30 to 40 pounders, but
that's great.
They picked them up on X-Rap Rapala's off the lighthouse, and so that's good news. You know, the real big news is the rooster fish. So the rooster fish have really shown up on that on the day that the wind was blowing a little too hard and the boats didn't go out. A couple of our guests from Arizona rented ATVs and went down to the lighthouse and picked up three nice rooster fish. Littlest one was about 30 pounds. Biggest one was, let's say, 60, 65. And I've never heard of them, but they were fishing with orca lures. So they were surface poppers, right? Picked them up right off the beach.
No kidding. That's great.
Yeah. So, and a lot of rooster fish around. They really showed up in big numbers. And good-sized fish for this early, too, you know. When you're seeing fish 30, 40, 50 pounds already this early in the year, it bodes well for later on for the big guyos, that's for sure. That's for sure. We also have striped marlin are going on right now in a big, big way. Just this morning, just 2 miles right off the front of the hotel, must be 15 boats out there on them. They love the ballyhoo, you know, the slow-trolled ballyhoo. They're going for it. Not unusual to have the guys release five fish a day. There's just that many out there. And then the next day, they won't bite at all. You know, it's kind of on and off every other day. But, geez, lots of striped marlin around. Real good fishing for them. The yellowfin, you know, we've seen two or three per day come to the table. They're all big solitary fish, all of them between 30 and 70 pounds. And they're drift fishing for them along the park border there at Rincon, off the lighthouse, and then down at Fraley's. And like I say, you know, you can sit around for 4 or 5 hours, but you pick up that one big fish on the drift. And the big fish that are coming out of the park, nobody's going outside and looking for the tuna under the porpoise yet, because a lot's going on inside. But I'm going to be going out in the next couple of days. I'm going to go check out outside and everything. A lot of porpoise, a lot of whales and stuff around. So
too good of marlin fishing and rooster fish fishing on the beach to go look for tuna sounds like a really quality problem, John.
Yeah, you know, it's the shorter boat ride and the fish are right there. Yeah, and the captains, of course, are going for what they're sure they're going to catch, too. So I'm anxious to get outside. I want to see if there's yellowfin outside. Nobody's really been going out there for them, so I'm going to do that.
Well,
and then the bottom fishing has been really, really good, too. You know, they catch a nice amberjack. Every boat's catching one or two amberjack in the 20 to 30-pound range. And pargo, a lot of dogtooth snapper in the 15-pound range, up to 15 pounds, 5 to 15. And African pompano, geez, literally as many African pompano as you want. And really, really good eating fish, too. Those pompano are pretty good. It's picking up, guys. It's getting better. We're getting excited.
It sure sounds like it, and great news, especially with our Let's Talk Hookup trip coming up just a few weeks away. And Pete just left me a note that we had one room open up for the Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Lanero Cutwater Tournament.
Pamela was after me this morning to let you guys know. As first come, first serve, we just had one cancellation. So if anybody's interested in fishing that tournament, call first thing tomorrow morning.
I mean, it's been sold out for months at a time, and so a really big deal. And going to be a lot of fun with, Youssef and the gang from Cutwater. There's going to be a fun tournament. There's no entry fee, but some great prizes to be won and a good time. And more than anything, just a really fun group of people to hang out and spend some time with at the ranch. It's going to be a really, really fun tournament.
That's for sure, Rick. It's always really a good gang of people. It doesn't hurt now that old Cutwater donated $5,000 into the kitty. So
sweet the pot.
Thank you. Yes, sir. It should be interesting. It's going to be a good tournament. Really looking forward to it. Not too far off in the future, to another month, and we're there.
Yep, no doubt. All right, well, John, we sure appreciate it, man. Great times. If somebody wants to grab that last spot for the Rancho Lanero Cutwater Tournament, which is June 5th through the June 9th, or any of the great times, come down and hang out at our favorite place in the world, Rancho Lanero. How do we do that?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com. We've got a lot of photos. Some great photos of these rooster fish, too. Pretty amazing stuff. Big
That's
fish.
Awesome. John, great report. Appreciate it very much. I'm sure that last spot's going to get gobbled up real quick, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
You sure will, Rick. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. Lots of great texts are coming through the show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sado Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana, our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at SadroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, all kinds of great fun. If you want to get in, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Phones are packed. We're going to jump back into them and talk to Roy, who's caught us from San Diego. What's up, Roy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, it looks like we might have missed Roy there, so why don't we try Ed? Ed's caught us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show. Well, maybe we're working... working on the phones here a little bit. So we'll just go right back to the text messages. And we had some really good texts came through. This one is from Vince in Point Loma. I understand that Captain Steve is a big surface iron guy, and I'm shopping for a new surface iron outfit. Could you please explain your favorite rod, reel, line, and jig selection for catching yellowtail at the Coronado Islands?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm fishing with a Super Seeker Alua 10 footer.
Okay.
And then Trinidad 20 is, in my opinion, the best jig reel ever made. And 40 pound mono. I fill up my reel halfway full of braid and then top it with whatever 150 yards or something.
Your mono is. It's for intents and purposes, you're fishing mono. Like you got some Spectra, so every time you switch it, you don't need to be changing 300 yards. But you're casting in mono, you're hooking your fish in mono, you're fighting your fish with mono.
Right. And then my favorite lure, I don't know. I'm not real. I mean, I fish candy bars. I fish Solus 7X. Some of the JRIs I like, the Stingers and some like those other stuff. And I like stick baits. The new stick baits are pretty cool. Both the Shimano and the Daiwa stick baits, I like them both.
SP Minnows and the Colt Sniper stick baits.
The Colt Sniper stick bait is a great bait. That's a fantastic bait for catching yellowtail and bass. Like it too a lot.
Yeah.
But 10-foot rod, whatever, with a Super Seeker.
Okay.
Trinidad 20, 40-pound, whatever.
Now, I'm in complete agreement. Everything you said, I like there. Would that change for someone? I mean, you've been doing this your whole life. You certainly have that thing perfected. Would that recommendation change if somebody was getting into it? Or are you better off buying a very good surface iron rod and reel and becoming proficient at it? Are you better off doing that? Or getting a rod that's shorter that doesn't provide as good a casting distance, but maybe easier for a guy. Like, what's your opinion on that?
I think if a guy was starting out and was trying to and hadn't done a lot of surface iron stuff or hadn't done any, I think I'd buy like a 6480 and 8-foot rod with the same Trinidad 20, and then because that's a utility rod that you'll never not use.
Totally.
If you have a 6480 with 40-pound mono on it or whatever, and a Trinidad 20 and just, or something like that. You'll use that rod forever for fishing heavy bait, for fishing. You can fish a yo-yo jig with it, and you'll cast a surface iron just fine. That 10-foot rod is it does give you an extra whatever few yards,
sure.
But you for most fishing, an 8-foot jig stick or a 9-foot jig stick is adequate. And if you immediately jump right into getting a 10-foot jig stick, and it's just not for you, or it's just too much fishing rod. The 8-foot rod is a rod you'll never not use.
That's good advice. And dead on with the 6480. People come in the tackle store all the time. I want a rod. I want a general purpose everything rod. Well, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But the closest thing to it is a 6480 for sure, because it's not too much rod that you couldn't put a 4-ounce torpedo sinker on it and drop or loop up a sand bass. And the same thing. You 100% could hook a 80-pound tuna on it and be just fine. Like. And there's very few rods that you would be just as good for doing both of those things as the other.
Yeah, that rod, that's a good place to start. If you don't have a rod that throws a lure well, start there. And then get comfortable and get really good with that rod first. because the 10-foot rod or a 9-foot rod is plenty. There's some very, very, very good jig fishermen that fish 9-foot rods and nothing but, and they're fine. They're very good fishermen. Very good jig fisherman with a 9-foot rod and whatever.
Now, when it comes to surface iron, you said the same thing. You I'm sure you don't care as long as it's swimming.
Yeah.
Putting yourself into Vince's shoes and a guy that's going out to buy some lures, you buy a little bit of everything. You take the advice of the guy in the shop and you get a Tadius Alice of this. I mean, do you have any thoughts of a guy that's kind of starting out that doesn't have the advantage of having a lifetime's worth of collecting good swimming lures?
Yeah, just go in there and talk to the guy and get a Sol 7X, get a Tatty 45, get a candy bar, or get a JRI Stinger, and those are good surface irons. Those are fine.
Totally.
Yeah.
The one thing I know is, and it's easy to say, it's easier to say have some good swimming lures, but I don't think a perfect swimming jig is everything either. A very mediocre lure cast at the right time at the right spot is so much more important. Like I just know some of the guys in our shop get so hung up on, this is the best swimming Tatty 45 ever. But if you're aware of your surroundings and you see, You see a couple of birds flare, and you see a fish pop up, and you cast the lure to where there's a hungry fish. I always think that's just so much more of it than getting a bite than anything else.
Absolutely, 100%. You show a bunch of fish, you show a bunch of hungry fish a bad lure, they're gonna bite. it's just showing fish your lure, and you put it in the right place, the right time, even if it's not the best swimming jig. And the fish decide what's a good swimming jig, not the fisherman so much. I mean, there's lures you feel good about, and that have mojo.
Sure.
I think people put way too much into it about how perfectly it swims, or I lost that lure and I'm never going to fish that lure.
Right.
I think that's crazy. I fish every good lure that I own until I lose it.
Yeah, and then you go to the next one.
Then I go get another one. It's going to be hopefully just as good.
That's great. Well, Fred, what about the same question? I mean, not that you don't do the same, but you know, just earlier us talking about how you love bass fishing the same. What in your mind is the perfect outfit? You're rolling on the double and you're wanting to go do some bass fishing. What is that outfit to you?
For
general purpose bass fishing, calico bass in Point Loma when the current is right and you know you're going to go on the double and you know the bass are biting, like what is that in your hand? Is it a 20-pound, 8-foot bait rod? Is it a tricked-out, low-profile bass casting rig? Like what's your favorite outfit if the conditions are right?
Rick, you're bringing tackle questions to me. Right now I'm fishing a
yeah, not specific. I just,
an 8-, 9-foot bait perfect. Rod and a 20-pound line. It's a Daiwa reel,
but a traditional round open reel, not a bait caster. You want access to the spool, fly line a bait better.
Absolutely, but you know I love the bass gear too. I mean that the Shimano's right now. I mean there's some bass reels that you know they're phenomenal.
Those Corrados.
I don't know. I don't tweak out on tackle like you guys. I mean I listen to you guys talk about it and it's beautiful and I follow you. But throwing the numbers out and I'm not that guy.
That's
Sorry.
All good. Yeah, no, that's not what I was looking for. More just like in tackle, exactly that. Like, do you prefer to fly line an anchovy with an open, you know, traditional reel and a bait rod more so than, not because I mean, not to say that one's right or wrong. I mean, you got regulars, I'm sure, that have a, you know, Loomis bass rod and a Tranx 300 that can just catch bass all day long. But day in and day out, you prefer a traditional 8 or 9 foot rod and a regular open reel.
That's what I have in my hand.
I dig it
more often than not. But
yeah.
Like I say, there's plenty of level wines that I love too, and you know, it's what I go out and buy. But you know what, Rick, I'm there for my customers. I'm helping them fish more so than necessarily fishing myself.
Sure.
So it's a combination of things where, you know, I appreciate good gear. I don't spend a lot of time tracking it down and buying it.
Yeah.
It seems like that money goes into hunting more than fishing.
I believe that just fine. But a perfect answer nonetheless. Well, while we're waiting for the phones to get rolling, we're going to stay with the text messages. So, again, feel free to keep those texts rolling through, and that's available through that Let's Talk Hookup app. This one is from Kevin in Escondido. If you guys do, I'm assuming, he says, I'm assuming you do more three-quarter day local on the Point Loma and more three-quarter day offshore in the Bell. Is that fair to say? And when doing a three-quarter day local trip, where do you plan on fishing?
I think that's fair to say, yeah. The three-quarter day local, it's going to fish. If the bass fishing's good in the weeds, they're going to go do that. And then if there's a shot of a yellowtail up and down the coast from Torrey Pines, Torrey Pines to the border, they're going to take a swing at that. And offshore, whether it be maybe some bonito offshore, and then the Point Loma is going to go fish tuna fish in the fall when there's tuna fish close. You know, get it on the offshore trips.
Totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of bonita, has there been any sign of that yet this year? Is it odd to have not seen it? Do we need to usually wait until the water gets a little warmer? What's the outlook on that?
There's been some around, not a lot, no big giant schools, but there's been some around, and I think there's been some caught offshore, but I haven't seen a bunch anywhere yet.
So I feel it's early.
Okay.
I think seeing that fish, I expect to see that fish more in the summer, and I expect to see it good in the fall. I hope to see it good in the fall, but having anchovies around, you know, that's a good signal. I see that as being a benefit for that fish.
Totally.
That's part of that equation. And I could see them coming in this year.
I feel like we don't say it enough, but, man, how lucky are we to have Everingham Brothers Bait Company doing the bait? You know, we try to bring it up all the time, but they really are. They're such the unsung heroes. Like, I know how hard those guys work and what a big deal it is on the local trips having that anchovy, or at least having all types of bait available for you. You know, what if it makes more sense for you to grab chovy and you can right now, if it makes more sense to do sardine, you can. And just, boy, sure, another big thanks to and shout out to those guys for doing such a good job keeping you baited up, huh?
Absolutely. We're singing the blues. It's like, we need chovies. We'll make a catch with chovies. And then it took us a couple, 3 weeks before we put a catch together. And I felt kind of bad, but then the first batch, it came from Orange County. It came from way up the line. But, you know, they look out for us. They listen to us, and, you know, they want us to be successful. It's a partnership. It's a partnership. They know, they keep us in bait, and we catch fish, and we fill the boats up. You know, they get their piece of the pie, and, you know, I've always considered it what it is. It's a partnership, and our success is their success. And it's, you know, there's some good boats. There's some very good fishermen. One of the senior captains, John Pratt, you know, I've known him since, going back into the mid-80s on the Daily Double. John and I worked together, and he's one of their senior captains now. He's one of those quiet guys that,
that's cool.
But what he sees, you know, him and I will start talking, and we'll pick each other's mind, and he's always got some good information for me and what he's seen.
Sure.
And, you know, he's just one of these guys that's been on the ocean forever and seen the bait movement and everything that goes with it.
I'm just not familiar with the process, and I wish I knew more about the bait catching thing. Do those guys catch whatever is available? Are they always looking out for chovy for you and the local boat fleet? Is it the opposite? They're always trying to catch as much sardine because that's the higher demand works as far as Everingham goes?
Well, it's what's available. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to keep the fleet in bait. That's number one.
Yeah,
I mean,
priority number one.
You want good bait in the boat's tanks. And, you know, we've become kind of a sardine-dependent fleet. And, you know, those things change. I can remember 16 years old, I've got this bait in my hand, and it's like, wow, what is that? And this old-timer said to me, that's a sardine, sonny. That's all we used to ever fish with. I mean, I can remember the first sardine I saw, because as a kid growing up, it was anchovies.
Sure.
And, you want big bait, you put on your Lucky Joe rigs, and you go make mackerel.
Uh-huh.
Or you go make squid. Now... And these cycles, they're documented. They know that, you know, the predominant bait fish change. So, you know, you might want anchovies. Guess what? They're not around.
Yeah.
And you know, as we get older, it might switch back to anchovies. That's a real thing. Environment's always changing.
Yeah, and our fishing is, boy, if there's one thing we know, you can't count on anything, but there's one thing that's sure shown itself is that where we fish is a very cyclical place, and things cycle in and they cycle out, and you feel like at some point that has to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you have something crazy happen. You know, I always remember the 2010 year where they had the big earthquake off of South America and the upwelling all across the equator. Well, that turned in a couple of the best squid years after that.
Sure.
In the early 2010, 2011, and big sea bass.
Totally.
And you know, those cycles, that kind of came out of nowhere, and that was due to a big earthquake event in the southern part of our ocean.
Sure.
Which, you know, who would have put that together?
Right, totally. Well, that's great. Well, as you can hear, we've got a ton going on, so much great information. We had a little issue with the phones. We're back up and running, and we've got some great catch reports standing by. When we come back, we're going to be taking those. We got catch reports. We're going to hear from Captain Renee of the Shogun. We got so much great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.